this StoryCorps interview, Shantaria and Mary speak about their experiences with homelessness and raising their children in difficult environments. They reflect on finding support and structure through the Dumas Wesley Community Center's transitional housing and put in their faith in God to help them when times get tough.
I really want to highlight the struggles that we've been through, like, yes. And, you know, where we're at now.
I mean, just touch bases. I know you have an older son. Mm-hmm. Well, how old were you when you had him?
He's 17 now, and I was 18 when I had him.
Wow. I have a 13-year-old. I had him when I was 17, going on 18.
Yeah.
So, wow. Did that start off as far as a struggle, as far as homelessness, or?
No, I kind of ran from my life at that point. My parents helped me a whole lot and probably too much. And
wow. And you was totally blessed at that moment.
Yeah.
I really didn't have nobody at that time, and it was my first time, I guess, learning how to be a mama.
So were you homeless then?
Yeah. I was just staying here and there, and I remember catching, like, the trains, public trains and stuff, because, you know, in Atlanta, you could just ride the train all night.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Joshua held on to him for a while, and when he turned, like, 5 or 6, the state got a hold to him. So right now, he's adopted. I just think about him time to time. You know, now I have Josiah and Johanna. So I try to hold on to them as tight as I can and be a great mother.
And I'm surprised that my children were never put into a situation to be taken away from me. As many different, just in the last 4 years, really, since 2013, since I was really homeless. I got laid off from a job, and a pretty good job, and was making $20-something dollars an hour. And
wow.
Got put on unemployment for a year, a little over a year and a half, and lost my mortgage, and we lived in the place I was buying until the landowners and the people I was buying from took it away from us and had done had the water shut off, the pump stopped working, and just the different situations where my children should have probably been taken away. I'm just blessed that they weren't. So it's kind of scary being homeless and pregnant and bringing another life into this situation. Just want to be able to provide for them and show them a different way of life so that they don't run through the same cycles that we've walked in.
I look at this when you said, how did we get in this situation and why? It's really a spiritual thing with me because, you know, our life is not our own. We're going to tell this story to inspire somebody else, to bring them out of a situation. That's how I look at it, Mary. Mm-hmm. I'm hurt some days. I just sit and cry, you know, wishing I had a family, wishing I had some moral support for me and my kids. But when I think about how God brought me out, it's an amazing feeling. And I'm like, Lord, I don't want to go through nothing else. But somebody told me when I was little, I was in creative writing class, and they said, you're going to be a great writer once you suffer long enough. And I got upset, and I said, what the world? What does that mean? And she said, how old are you, Shantaria? 15. And I was in a foster home then, in and out of juvenile, and I was just kind of out of control. But I wrote the most beautifulest poems. You know, I was her favorite in class. I was terrible. And it stuck with me. Now I'm 31. Like, Lord, okay, when is going to happen? Now I feel like, hey, I don't suffer long enough. I don't want nothing else bad to happen. But things still happen daily that I've learned how to manage and deal with due to this situation. Yeah. Like you said, you're making campfires. Mm-hmm. You'll never be without not knowing how to cook if you was homeless. Okay, I know what to do. Some people are so sheltered, so privileged, that if something were to happen to their world, they wouldn't know what to do. But we know what to do. That's how I feel about it. So I look at it as a blessing and a mild curse, not because of us, but because of who came before us. Mm-hmm. And that's what God wants us to do, break these curses for our children, for their generation.
These interviews were recorded at StoryCorps. StoryCorps.org, a national initiative to record and collect stories of everyday people. Excerpts were selected and produced by Alabama Public Radio and are sponsored by the Porch Band of Creek Indians.